Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Well, welcome to the Savage Nation. The lead story is this. You know Michelle Obama. I'm very critical of her because I think she's abusive. I think she abuses the office in many different ways, and I try to keep it very rational. It just came out minutes ago that she will not permit any reporters to fly with her, her daughters, and her mother on a trip to China, but you're going to pay for it anyway. Listen to what I'm saying to you. First Lady Michelle Obama will go to China with her mother and her children and about 70 of her sycophantic aides today, but she is not permitting the press to fly with her. Now listen to the double talk and the lies that this fraudulent regime is putting out. Listen to this carefully. Michelle Obama's trip to China starting on Wednesday will be non-political, the so-called White House says. It's a people-to-people exchange, emphasizing the importance that both nations place in education. And to underscore that point, no reporters are traveling with the First Lady. She will not give any interviews while in China, according to the New York Times. How do you feel about the First Lady saying that this is not a political trip, but that you have to pay for her extraordinary Romanov-like dynasty that is emerging in this White House? Remember I ended yesterday's show by saying that Barack Obama and Michelle Obama are as arrogant and as abusive of the people as were the Romanovs in Russia before the Russian Revolution? I mean, since Russia's in the air, let's talk about Russia. Since I'm a little bit of a student of Russia, the Russian Revolution, i.e. the evil communists, occurred because of the evil royalists called the Romanovs. When you have an extreme like the Romanovs, the follow-up was even more extreme. When you have an extreme like the Obamas, the follow-up is liable to be even more extreme. That's what I'm trying to warn you. These people are abusing the office, and they need to be stopped. And I want to know how the American people put up with this. She is traveling to China with her two daughters and her mother again. What is her mother doing with her on every trip? Huh? They're on spring break, so you have to foot the bill for these moochers? Remember her trip to Spain in 2010 with her daughter Sasha and some friends? Remember you paid for her entourage, for their lodging and entertainment? Remember the cost of security for her daughters in Spain? That wasn't enough. How could you ever vote for a Democrat socialist again? How could you ever support a junket like this? Don't call me on this because you know how I feel about it. Here's another headline. In a town north of Houston, a school principal who told the children not to speak Spanish is being fired. Now, what's interesting about this story is that there has been a large Hispanic population in this community for quite a long while, but these issues did not occur until they hired a radical Latina to run the school district. And now all of the usual suspects in the district are piling on the principal. Not to be outdone by the evil work of the school district in firing the principal who's trying to teach the children to speak English is the so-called League of United Latin American Cedar Citizens, Region 18. Okay, then, of course, we have another one here. Let's see, the next one is from another one of these pressure groups. Whatever, La Raza, La This, La That. La Raza is a racist term unto itself. You know what La Raza means, don't you? The race. How do you feel about an Hispanic group calling themselves the race in the United States of America? How do you feel about that? I'm sure you feel great about that. You know, there's another story I want to talk about, and that is, it's a kind of obscure story and a minor story in a way. It's this college girl, the Duke porn star, who stripped last night in a strip joint in New York. I wouldn't talk about it, you know, just like it's salacious. But listen to this. This is very important. This poor little girl is so psychologically damaged that she was quoted on a rough website as saying this. In a blog post yesterday on the popular women's website, which I won't name, She defended her appearance on a notorious rough sex website. Remember who this is now. Little girl, looks like a nice child. This is what she said. She argued that the move to appear on the rough sex website was, quote, feminist because she enjoyed it. Even though she was seen being choked and insulted while performing sex acts, she said it was feminist because she enjoyed being choked and insulted. She said she gets pleasure during a scene in which she engages in painful, nasty, name-calling-filled sex. And she said, you know, pain arouses me. It just does. I wanted to do a rough porn scene to take ownership of my fantasies. Now listen to the rest of the brainwashed child. She wrote, feminism means I can take ownership of what I enjoy sexually. She added, whatever choice a woman is making, even if it is a degrading sexual act, it absolutely is feminism. Now, I want to say to you that this is an example of what the left-wing feminists, going all the way back to Gloria Steinem and the others, have done to these children. They've destroyed an entire generation with psychological damage that can never be fixed. And I'm calling these children the torn generation. It would have been easier to name them the porn generation, but that would have been ugly and it would have been absurd. They are the torn generation. Have you ever heard of a child growing up so brainwashed to think that she is being humiliated, she's being tormented, she's being put down, but that's feminism because she enjoys it? Has no one ever taught her to resist some of her urges, that might be the most empowering thing on earth? We all have urges, by the way. A famous religious man once said to me, do you think I'm made of stone, he said to me. He said, we all have these urges. We all feel these things. But the Bible teaches us to control these urges. That's what makes us a human being. But this poor child, so brainwashed in her life by liberalism, no doubt her parents told her that if it feels good, do it. Why not do it in the road? Don't let anyone tell you what to do, honey. Don't pay any attention to what anyone thinks of you. You know the whole drill. You've heard it all before. Look what this child now thinks. Now, if it was just her, I wouldn't be talking about this torn generation child. But I think she speaks for an entire generation of children. She said, whatever choice a woman is making, even if it is a degrading sexual act, that's absolutely feminism, she said. It means I can take ownership of what I enjoy sexually. That's a key word. The word is ownership. This is what they put into her brains at Duke University. This is what they put into their brains at the Ivy League colleges and the others, I guess. I call the Ivy League schools the institutions of lower living rather than institutions of higher learning. If you care to comment on that, I pity you. I pity you, by the way. And the phone number, again, is 85. There are many other stories. I mean, you want to get political? Many Democrats in Pennsylvania took bribes to oppose voter ID, and they haven't been arrested by Holder, who, by the way, is the most corrupt attorney general in history. You remember John Mitchell way back in the Nixon years, what the liberals did to John Mitchell over a very minor incident? They forced him to resign. I'd like to know why Eric Holder hasn't been forced to resign, going back to guns to Mexico, fast and furious. I can give you 10 different things he's done that would have been impeachable. Well, now we learn Pennsylvania Democrats were caught on surveillance tape accepting cash bribes in return for opposing voter ID in the Pennsylvania legislature. Gifts of Tiffany's jewelry were also given to Democrat legislators from Philadelphia in exchange for no votes on a Pennsylvania voter ID bill that passed in 2012. Despite this evidence, Pennsylvania Attorney General, so-called Kathleen Kane, has not charged any officials. She's a Democrat. But would you like to hear Kane's excuse for her inaction? Racism. You see, some of the legislators caught taking the bribes were black Democrats from Philly. And so she said, she used the one-size-fits-all phrase, it's racism to even call them corrupt. But what about Eric Holder? Eric Holder has gone after many elected officials who accepted gifts in exchange for official actions. Just ask Bob McDonnell, former governor of Virginia, who now faces multiple criminal charges for doing just that. And Justice Department prosecutors in the previous administration were very happy to go after white Philadelphia politicians. Can the same be said of Eric Holder when black Democrats are caught on tape? When will this non-existent useless party of drunks call Republicans stand up and act like men? When will that drunk who I call Clink, John Boehner, start acting like the opposition leader of the opposition party? I told you I didn't want to get angry, but already I feel the blood rising. I feel the neck swelling. I feel the blood is up in my temples, and it's 3 days after my St. Paddy's Day, and I'm not even Irish. Now, it is true that I was awakened at 4 in the morning today with a very bad toothache in my right rear molar. And it is true that I've been up now too many hours with tooth pain, and I should have had the tooth pulled this morning. But it's also true that I called the dentist and got him out of bed at home at 8 in the morning, and he said, come in today, I'll pull the tooth. I told you to pull it a year ago. It was no good. But I'm a man who procrastinates with medical procedures or dental procedures, and I put things off until they become an emergency. I said, Doc, I can't come in because I have a show to do. And since I'm now number one on the radio on WABC in New York and in so many other markets, I am, by the way, Michael Savage is the most listened to host on WABC. And that's certainly not my only affiliate, but it's a bellwether of what's happening in the country. And I said, no, because the show is doing so well, I can't afford to miss it because I love it. My audience is my family. He said, all right, we'll come in right after the show. So I'm on Ambisol, peroxide, let's see, what else? What else did I use to suppress the pain? And Advil, which I'll never use again. I usually like aspirin. It's the first Advil I've ever taken in my life. I don't like the effect. It subdued me. I feel tired from it. I can't stand it. All right, let's go back to the callers. How do you feel about Michelle Obama taking a trip that might cost $10, $20 million? God knows what it'll cost. Sorry if I'm off by a few million. We wouldn't know with the Queen of America. She's flying to China with her daughters and her mother-in-law, which unto it, by the way, that's a question unto itself. What is the mother-in-law? What is the mother doing on this trip? Why is her mother on every trip? And then there's another person who's traveling with her to China that you should know about, because I found out a while ago that she's one of Michelle's and Barry's chief advisors. And I didn't know where she came from or why she's in the inner circle. But I named her the one of the four horsewomen of the apocalypse a while ago. Her name is Tina Chen. What is she doing inside the inner circle? What do you suspect? You want to get down and dirty? What do you suspect it is that Michelle Obama will be talking about or doing in China that she doesn't want anyone to see? How's that? That work for you? You want to get into some conspiracy theories? You're talking about the missing airplane? Well, I'm talking about the missing first lady. How's that? Let's call today's show the missing first lady. She's going to China on an official trip, which you're paying for. But in an unprecedented move, she's not allowing any press to accompany her. That's called the missing first lady. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. So, First Lady traveling to China today, secret mission, with mother and two daughters on cultural exchange. You pay like moron. That's your Chinese fortune cookie. You pay like moron. Yeah, you just had your Chinese fortune read. You opened up you had the tea, you opened up the cookie and said, you pay like big moron for her trip. How could you not be excited by this story when it just came out minutes ago? That the First Lady, in her imperious manner, is flying to China, probably on Air Force One, with God knows how much security, God knows how many sycophants. I think she had 70 assistants in the White House, by the way, 70. And no press will be allowed for the first time, I believe, in modern history, accompanying her on an international trip. And the yolds in the media, the geldings in the media are saying nothing. The little geldings from NBC and CBS are saying nothing. Nothing, not a word on any of the channels. None of, you'd think they'd be up there saying, oh, well, it's unprecedented. They didn't invite us. We're offended. Nothing, not one of the geldings is up there saying a word. And some of them look very good. Suits, ties, dresses. They get them a dress, a tie, and they don't say anything. They're like wind-up dolls. But, okay, you heard it from me. What are you going to... You're saying, well, what can I do about it? What's the good? I'm listening to your show. I'm in a car. I'm driving a taxi. I'm in a truck. What do you want me to do about it, Savage? I don't know. I'll tell you what's going on. The rest is up to you. You want another little story to make your day? Let me really make your day for you. This just came out again to show you the genius in the White House. The man has wrecked... Let's start with what he's done in the big picture. He's wrecked the economy. He's destroyed the social order. He has wrecked the U.S. military. He's reduced the Navy to a laughable size. He has set the Middle East on fire from Libya to Syria. He has restarted the Cold War. And you're still saying you're going to vote for a Democrat because they're for gay rights. Well, this just came out now. Russia warns West it may change its stance on Iran. You hear this? A source Associated Press. A senior Russian diplomat says Moscow may change its stance in the Iranian nuclear talks amid tensions with the West. Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov was quoted Wednesday saying by the Interfax news agency that Russia didn't want to use the Iranian nuclear talks to raise stakes, but may have to do so in response to the actions taken by the United States, meaning Barack Obama and the EU. How do you feel about that one? Still doesn't affect you? You still think homophobia is the biggest problem in American racism? You know, you people are so stupid, you've been neutralized with your own agendas. Your own agendas have neutralized some of the brightest and most activist people in this country, who should be standing on the front lines with we on the right, who are saying enough is enough from this administration. But instead, you're so locked into your doxy, you don't even understand the danger you're putting yourself in. That's what I say. KKOH Reno, Robert. Welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yes, it's a pleasure being on with you. I'd like to make a comment about Michelle going to China at this particular time. I think it's very important information because she could be a secret courier, you know.
What do you mean by a courier? What do you mean by a courier? For who?
From Barack.
A courier of what?
Make those deals. I don't know. He's probably some private deal that he has going, some offering to China.
Yeah, there's something wrong with the picture, and with Tina Chen being involved, a lifetime radical leftist from Chicago, a good friend of Rahm Emanuel's wife, something's wrong here.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-7282. Savage.
This is, of course, a song none of you ever heard of. Entitled Bestrafemish, Punish Me, by Rammstein. I wouldn't say it's one of my most favorite songs, but it fits in with the topic we're talking about. We're being punished by the Obamas in a way the country has never been punished. And I don't know how the people could take it anymore. I really don't understand this. Then we're talking about the Duke porn girl who says that being humiliated, put down, psychologically yelled at, put in a cage is feminism. Because she owns it. You hear the brainwashing? Joe on iHeartRadio, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Dr. Savage, young listener, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
These young people in this pornography is that young women watch this pornography, including young men, and they expect this to be the norm for romantic relations. And I consider myself to be more of an old-school kind of young guy. I'm in college. It's impossible to find a woman who's worth anything nowadays, and it's a shame.
Explain it to the audience without getting graphic. You're saying that if you go out with a woman, she doesn't want to just make love? She wants something more? Is that what you're suggesting?
You know, it's not just that, Dr. Savage. It's that these young women, they'll have 15, 20 boyfriends, and I don't know, I don't want a girl who's had that many notches on her belt, and it's just impossible.
You have to understand what's happened is the feminist movement has taught women to act like men, that if men can do it, so can women do it. And so they will say, well, we're just doing what you guys have done. You know, you think you own a harem. Well, now we own a harem. What's wrong with that thinking?
And at which point does feminism become masculinism if the point of modern feminism is to make women more masculine?
The point of modern feminism is to destroy the romance between men and women and turn them into, a peculiar type of individual, which I will not go into. This is why Islam is on the rise, not only in America, but around the world. I hate to say it. And this is also why fundamentalist Judaism or Orthodox Judaism is on the rise. This is why fundamentalist Christianity is so strong. It's because these are antidotes to this disease. of left-wing feminism, which has polluted the minds of our children and destroyed an entire generation of girls, who I am calling the torn generation. And so I would say to you, Joe, if you're looking for a woman who's not of this particular orientation, you're going to have to go into a... I assume you're Christian by upbringing?
Yeah, I was a Catholic. I kind of struggle with religion, though.
Okay, but listen to me. It doesn't matter whether you struggle with it. Everyone struggles with religion, probably even the Pope. See, you're not the only one who struggles with religion. It's a very difficult thing to relate to for most rational people. But you will probably find people closer to your way of thinking within a church circle than you would. I know you say, oh, church circle. Yeah, I'm going to go to a church dance. Yeah, go to a church group for men and women. Meet a Christian girl. You're not going to find it on the college campus, Joe. That's all I can say. I'm not a dating service, okay? I'm not in a dating service. It's that simple. 855-407-2828. We're talking about Michelle flying to China and not allowing any press to accompany her. Play this drop for Mish again. I got Mished up. I got some fake. That's an old German word, Sedreit, meaning you mixed up. Sedreit ist nicht der Kopf. It's another German. It's actually a Jewish phrase. Sedrei mi nicht mein Kopf. I love the German language and I love the Jewish language. It's a mixture thing. Yiddish is a Jewish language developed in the Middle Ages to hide from the German, German people. They're always like in a secret language, basically. Yiddish developed a different... It's like a combination of German, Low German, and Hebrew. That's what Yiddish is, but it developed its own language. They developed their own literature. There's an interesting phrase where you mix up someone by talking in circles, right, which is typical of children. And I used to get my father crazy. I'd talk about so many topics. Little did he know that I'd be a famous talk show host one day. He thought I'd never amount to anything because I couldn't stick to a point. Every topic interested me, and I would go from one to the other. So he would say to me, would you stop? He says, Sedrei mi nicht der Kopf. And I said, well, what does that mean? Well, I laughed when I got older. He meant don't mix me up. But it comes from the root word dreidel. And you ever hear that one, dreidel? And the Jewish people spin a little toy on Purim, a dreidel that spins around in circles. So what it means is don't dreidel my mind around. Don't spin my mind like a dreidel. There's another. I don't know how I'm getting distracted. Here's one because Michelle's going to China. I'll let you in on a little more folklore. She's going to China, so there's another one, Hak mi nicht der Chinik. Now, what does that mean? Many people don't know these phrases. It means Hak mi nicht der Chinik. That comes from when a Chinese teapot, the Jewish people used to call Chinik, meaning tea. Teapot, it was all one word, Chinik. If the teapot started to jump around on the top of the stove when the water boiled, that means it was jumping around like a teapot jumps on the stove in the old days. So, I mean, Hakbinish the Chinik, don't make me jump around on the stove, in other words. You're making my mind jump around like a teapot on a stove that's boiling. You get it? I'm just sharing with you. I'm just trying to share some with you. All right, play some Chinese music, Neil, then we'll get back to the regular callers. I don't know exactly what I want to talk about now, and I got distracted by wordology here. Now I'm hungry. You play this music, the first thing I want is Chinese food. It's so suggestive, it's unbelievable. It reminds me of an old Mandarin restaurant in Queens, the kind that killed most men before the age of 50, with greasy noodles and horrendous oil extracted from dying animals in the back of the restaurant. I had a Chinese friend who said, he's an educated Chinese guy, he said, how could you ever eat this garbage? He said, I don't. He said, you have any idea where the oil comes from in my own restaurant? He says, oh, forget about it. He runs up the street to an American... He eats roast beef and potatoes. He wouldn't touch it. I know. I shouldn't say. No, I'm going to. I eat Chinese food all the time. I thought it would have killed me years ago. Didn't yet. You know, speaking of food, here's something I actually agree with Michelle Obama on. You know, it's easy to say. There's a White House pastry chef resigned saying, I don't want to demonize cream, butter, sugar, and eggs. Why? Well, the chef, I don't know what this has anything to do with it, the openly gay chef. What do I care about his sexual orientation? I don't know why that's in the story, but it's in there. Was hired by Laura Bush in 07 to make his trademark cookie plates and sugar sculptures. Poison, by the way. I wouldn't eat that garbage. So Mrs. Obama took over in 09 and ordered the chef to make healthier plates in smaller portions. So they began replacing butter with fruit puree and sugar with honey and agave. But the chef didn't like it. He said, I don't want to demonize cream butter, sugar, and eggs, so he's quitting. Well, here's where Michelle is correct. Why shouldn't she teach people how to eat healthier? I don't understand it. Why, you know, there's not an educated person in the world that doesn't understand that cream butter, sugar, and eggs is poison. I mean, on a regular basis. I had two eggs for breakfast today, but I eat them once a week. I don't eat them every day of the week. I mean, most people understand the relationship between fat and sucrose and health conditions. Almost everybody on earth with an education understands that. So why is this an issue? And yet I hear a talk show gets up and says Michelle is wrong for imposing this on people in the White House. Why? She's absolutely right. Why shouldn't she have a healthier menu in the White House? So she's correct about this. You know, and I have to attack her on everything just because she's abusing the office. WMAL in Washington, D.C. John, welcome to the Savage Nation.
The only trouble with Michelle is that she's a hypocrite. When she went to her first food bank, what occasion it was, maybe it was Thanksgiving, she showed up with $500 designer sneakers on, and this is typical of her.
And she wore a $15,000 dress to the inauguration.
And she loves
French fries, and she knocks them down with the fatty foods regularly. I get it.
So does her.
No, I understand, but her message is good for the peons. The important thing is the peons eat lean.
You remember our ally in China before Mao was Chiang Kai-shek, and he had a prominent wife, and she was known as Madam Chiang Kai-shek. And we have Madam Blank-shek that just...
Where'd you come up with that one? That's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny. No, that's I'm sending you a copy of my book. But wait, no political book. I'll send you my book, my semi-autobiography, Train Tracks, because it's not political. That's funny. Madam Blankcheck. That's funny. See, there are people out there who have a sense of humor to get through this. It's like when the French were conquered by the Nazis in World War II, they had to resort to humor and mock the Nazis in their time. It happens whenever a country has an occupying force. What you do is you mock the occupying force. Mockery is the last refuge that we have. Oh, we haven't done any of the clock job yet. Neil, should we do Hillary with the clock? Because people love the clock. Is it Hillary? Who gets the prize today? Is it McCain running out of verbs and adverbs? Okay, remember, though, the abs. Where's the word with the adverbs? I want the adverbs one. Let's do McCain with the clock on the Savage Nation. If you can find it, go ahead. Give me a little hint.
So far, the weakness of the president's initial response, remember, this is the first time since the end of World War II that a European country has been invaded and annexed by another country. sanctioning 11 people is, it's hard for me. I run out of verbs and adverbs.
He's sucking in that saliva on a regular basis now. The drool is increasing. I told you this senility here. Feinstein thought that a toy plane outside a window was a drone. This one is more liquid. The more liquid in the mouth, the higher the level of senility in the elderly. He's going to need like to wear a pamper underneath his chin soon to control some it. Okay, not a pamper. Let him get a Depend and put it over his tie when he gives a speech. The man flies. He's demonic with his energy. You got to admit he's got great genes. From television show to television show over the weekend to the Ukraine and now back in another speech already. He's on Fox News. He's back off the plane 1 second, dashes right over to the camera to be in front of one of the leg crosses. The energy is wonderful. I can just imagine what goes on in the house between him and his wife. Somebody must be telling him to stop. There's got to be somebody telling him that he's a lunatic. WABC Corey, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Dr. Savage, it is such a pleasure to be talking to you.
Thank you. It's a pleasure for everyone, including myself as well. What's on your mind?
I got to ask you, kind of off the cuff with everything you're talking about right now. I literally just did, and I literally say it like it was a jail sentence. I did a year in Massachusetts. Now, I'm a New York native, and I just moved back. And it's always boggled my mind how a man like you lives in San Francisco.
It's very simple. These creeps didn't invent the city. These creeps invaded the city in the 1960s. San Francisco is not creep town. Yes, the leadership caters to the creeps. Yes, the leadership consists of cowardly creeps. Yes, everything that comes out of the mouth of the creeps is disgusting. But the people are not all like this. There's a hard bedrock of the working people of this city who do not see the city the same way the creeps see it. And they're basically a wholly owned subsidiary of the creep society in this town. No, this city is not liberal the way you would think it is. It's just that there's no newspaper to counter the creeps, and there's absolutely no media to counter the creeps. But the people themselves don't think this way.
I just also want to say, though, I am a product of, while I was up there, and a lot of people don't know, that Romney started Romney Care in Massachusetts. Massachusetts is the closest thing to a socialist state we have in this country. And
Well, don't get me started on Romney. I mean, it would have taken him over Barry, but he was a better choice than the one we had on the other side, which is a pathetic statement unto itself. But the fact of the matter is, he didn't win because he was told to throw the election, in my opinion.
But
Thank you for the call. I don't want to dwell on it. I got to have a tooth pulled in 2 hours. I got to control it. See, here is a show that I wish would never end, today's show. It's 48 minutes after the hour. I wish the show would never end for one reason. The minute it ends, I get driven to a dentist to have a tooth pulled out. So who wants the show to end? Think about that one. Immediately, the dog and I go right to the dentist. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
President Obama wanted me to come personally to make it clear what you already know, that under Article 5 of the NATO Treaty, we will respond. We will respond to any aggression against a NATO ally.
Oh, please. Please. What, with your water gun? Are you kidding? You and him have just decimated the military. You want to reduce the military to numbers below that of the beginning of World War II. You want to decimate the Navy to the vessel numbers below that of just after World War I. Who are you fooling? What do you think, Putin's as stupid as the American taxpayer, Joe? Unbelievable to me. It's just how they get away with it is because it's a one-party system. Where's the drunk? Where's the drunk? Usually in a time like this, there'd be an opposition party giving a speech to counter the lies coming out of the White House. Nothing. Zero. Where is he? You're getting a man tan somewhere. What's he on spring break? Bain is probably at his condo in Florida, pouring an early one and working on his tan with a reflector. Well, play Du Hast for a minute before I take another call. My dog went to the dentist last year. He lost 5 teeth. Five teeth they took out. He came back, he looked like McCain. And speaking of McCain, no, turn that off for a minute. Speaking of McCain, I thought of something. If you're an inventor out there, this is actually a good product. For all the elders like McCain who drool a lot while speaking, and the giveaway is they talk, and you hear them slurping in as they talk, the slurp job. Nancy Pelosi does it with the hard candies to cover up the drool. She makes believe it's from the candy, but it isn't. It's the senility. So he drools. This guy drools. Every other sentence is a slurp. So I figured out if he invents the equivalent of a Depends that he puts over his shirt and tie, he can call it the McCain. You can make a fortune with it. Like a small, thinner Depend that you put under your neck, call it the McCain. Would that sell?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, the Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
It is the Savage Nation. Welcome to hour number two. We're talking about the First Lady, so-called, taking a junket to China today. And for the first time in history, I believe, in modern history, no press is permitted to travel with her. This is a shocking story that is worthy of buzzing around the nation. You talk about water cooler talk. You talk about people buzzing. It doesn't get any worse than this, or does it? Yes, it does, and it's going to get worse before it gets better. When you have an imperious presidency, as we have now, when you have an imperial presidency, as we do now, when you have a first lady who feels she can do anything she wants without anyone in the media saying a word because she owns them, this is what happens. This is what abuse leads to. Lord Acton wrote this during World War II. He wrote, power corrupts, absolute power corrupts, absolutely. It applies to Barack Obama. It applies to Michelle Obama. It applies to Dianne Feinstein, Barbara Boxer, Harry Reid, Joe Biden, and the entire Democrat Socialist administration leadership. They are suffering through absolute power, and it has corrupted them absolutely. That's number one. The second topic that I think is worthy of discussion, because I think it's more interesting, by the way, the Duke porn star, you may have seen a little story about this little twit. So she showed her body and she made some money to go to school with in the so-called adult industry because she's become the queen of smut. And then she writes on a blog, a so-called feminist blog, whatever that means, that she loves rough sex and it's feminist. And she said that she gets pleasure during a scene in which she engages in painful, nasty, name-calling-filled sex. I'm quoting her now, this poor child. She says, pain arouses me. It just does. I wanted to do a rough porn scene to take ownership of my fantasies. Now, listen to the word. When you hear the word ownership, you understand that the children have been brainwashed. This is what they're being taught in school. Ownership, all right? And here's what else she says. She said, feminism means I can take ownership of what I enjoy sexually, she wrote. When I agreed to film that rough sex scene, I knew what I was in store, what was in store for me. The poor child added this. Whatever choice a woman is making, woman, you hear this is a woman. No, she's not a woman. That's not a woman. Whatever choice a woman is making, even if it is a degrading sexual act, it is absolutely feminism, she says. And to me, this is an example of what left-wing feminism has done to an entire generation of children. Psychological damage that can never be repaired. And I'm calling them the torn generation. The torn generation. I'd like some comments on that. I really would like some comments on the torn generation. What it's done to the girls, what it's done to our boys. You know, why not do it in the road? If it feels good, do it. Let it all hang out. Don't be uptight. Who are you to tell me what to do, etc. You know what I'm talking about. You know how that works. Anything but the airplane, the missing plane, and the missing president. Because we know where the president is. He's hiding. He's hiding out of humiliation because Putin has outsmarted him and outmachoed him. He's outmoved him. So we really should be talking about the missing first lady. What is she doing in China? Give me 10 theories on what Michelle is doing in China, which would warrant no press to travel along with her. I mean, you could even be a mentally ill liberal and figure out that something is wrong here, that she's up to no good. What is she being sent to China to do that would prohibit the press from traveling with her? I mean, do we have the right to ask, or is it, let us say, racist to even ask the question? All right, so if it's racist to ask the question, let me ask it another way. What if she were not of African heritage and it was a white first lady traveling to China with her daughters, with her mother now, with an entourage of, what, 50, 70 aides, and no press is allowed? Tell me what the New York Times would be saying today. Tell me what the Pinchy Sulzberger's boys would be saying today. Tell me what the old York Times would be reporting today, that the old lady would be, the first lady would be traveling without any press. Tell me. Not allowed to talk about that? Missing plane families protest against so-called Malaysian authorities. Oh, this is another big story. Listen to this one. Eric Holder shook down Toyota for $1.2 billion. That caught my eye. It's the biggest settlement I've ever seen from an auto company in my life. $1.2 billion. Here it is. I caught that this morning, and I said, this is amazing. So-called Justice Department announces $1.2 billion settlement with Toyota. Attorney General Eric Holder announces a $1.2 billion settlement with Toyota over its disclosure of safety problems. Toyota has reached the $1.2 billion settlement with the U.S. government that ends a four-year criminal investigation into the automaker's response to safety issues. Attorney General Eric Holder announced Wednesday. Where does that money go? Where does the $1.2 billion go? Tell me where the money goes. Who gets the money? Now you say, well, they deserve it because this, that. Well, read the whole story. You'll find out maybe they don't deserve it. And, you know, here's a reason for it that you may not understand. Remember one of the first things this administration did was take over General Motors. Remember that? It's plain old competition. They're just trying to drive the competition out of business. It's that simple. Let's move on to the calls. WBAP, that's a great station. I'm doing great on that station. I love that station. Where are the ratings? I'm not allowed to give you the exact... I can just tell you how I'm doing well. That's all I can say. How are you? Doing well. How are you doing in Texas? I'm doing well. Don't worry. In Texas, the numbers are doubled out of Hannity. I'm doing quite well for a man double his age. No, I mean, double his age, double his ratings, double his age, double his ratings. No, it's fun beating a younger man at anything. Because they try to make... Remember, he insulted me. That's why I'm angry. He called me a miserable, angry old man. Hey, Sean, you know what I got to say to you? I may be older than you, but I just beat you to a pulp. How's that, Sean? Put that into your shillelagh and smoke it. Try that instead of a steak dinner at Ruth's Chris with Newt Gingrich. Okay? Try that sometime. What'd you do that for? That's real brains. That's real judgment, Sean. Going to dinner with Newt Gingrich, that really shows you as an independent-minded individual. A Tibetan Mastiff has more brains than you do. Probably worth more money, too. Probably could insure a Tibetan Mastiff for more money than Sean Hannity. WBAP Texas, welcome to the Savage Nation. Welcome to the program, Dave. What's on your mind?
You know, this thing with Michelle Obama, you know, it just goes to show you how society, our society in particular, has just completely fallen. You know, we have a president that's you know, a family that's running, you know, the third family that's been running, you know, things for, you know, the last 5 years, or, you know, close to 25 years. And
Wait, so you're confusing me. Who's been running things for 25 years?
Talking about the Bushes, the Clintons, and now the Obamas. And
well, it's called the president, so I don't know what's your point. Of course presidents run things.
Well, the point that I'm trying to make is, you know, you have this family doing this stuff, taking trips every other week, and the thing is, people just don't, you know, the average American just doesn't care. I mean, it's like the
you know why the average American doesn't care about things like this? Because they can't care. They know that they have lost their democracy. They know they found out 10 years ago sending an email or a letter to so-called the representatives had no impact whatsoever. They know that the government is immune from them. They know that the gangsters called the government, the corrupt gangster puppets, are above the law, and they know that we have no one watching out for us. So they give up and they don't care. That's all. I don't blame the average person for not caring. I have family members who are very intelligent and reasonably successful who pay no attention to politics. They don't want to know about it. They just don't want to know about politics. They can't take it anymore. They feel it makes no difference. And they're 100% wrong. That's the road to the end of America. It makes every difference in the world. Uh-oh, I see a drone outside my window. Do you hear it? Neil, can you hear it? You hear the roar? Wow, I opened the window. You hear there's a... Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's a toy plane. I must have picked that up from Diane Fong. it's a pink helicopter. That's right. Let's see what else is in the news. Russell Crowe meets the Pope. I thought the Pope wasn't going to meet him to promote that movie. I thought the Pope said no. No, wait a minute. Oh, they're just pumping a movie, right? I guess Katzenberg must have sent a big donation. The Noah Star 49, director Aaron Aronofsky, and these was seated in the official VIP section for Wednesday's audience, the weekly Papal General Audience reports Deadline. Earlier in the week, Variety claimed the meeting had been canceled by the Vatican over fears that Crowe's presence would cause a spectacle. Crowe lobbied hard for a meeting with the Pope in hopes that he might lend his support to his new movie. You hear this? I can't believe this. That's unbelievable. If he wants to use the Pope for a movie, that's amazing. They have no shame. I mean, when you look at Hollywood and you see what Katzenberg, Matzenberg, and Ratzenberg get away with, you understand what shameless. shamelessness is. What's the movie? We're going to have to go to a movie and see this moron in a movie about Noah. Go read the Bible about Noah. I see this idiot. What do I care what portrayal Aronofsky made of the movie, of the biblical story? Give it Aronofsky's version of Noah, right? It's going to supersede the Bible now. Anyway, what's this? De Blasio in New York. He is in such a low state of voter confidence in New York. He eliminated horse carriages. The first thing he did, he got rid of the horse carriages. He said it was because it was bad for the horses and they were being... Not true at all. He did it because the garages in which the horses are housed on the west side are going to be sold off and redeveloped by some Ghana real estate developer, according to the newspaper. That's the first thing the liberal did. He couched his corruption in the sandwich of compassion for animals. Now he's raising taxes and destroying charter schools all at the same time. There's only one reason for this. Liberalism is a mental disorder, and a corrupt one at that. 10 theories on what happened to flight MH370. Don't call me on that. Don't care. Beaten Obama turns his back on the world. Who wrote this one? Oh, Michael Goodwin. He writes very good editorials. The words came out of my mouth before I could stop them. I feel sorry for Obama, I said, as my wife looked at me in disbelief. I quickly added a correction, well, almost. No, I don't feel bad for Obama. I feel that Obama should be impeached, number one. I think he should be thrown out of office, number two. I mean, this debacle with Russia is only the last of a long line of reasons the man is not ready for prime time and never was. When he became president, the guy was on training wheels. And they took the training wheels off the bicycle a little too soon. So they gave him a two-wheeler, and he fell off. He fell off many times. And they still give him the bicycle back with a helmet. I don't feel bad for him. I feel bad for the country that there is no mechanism in place for a failed leader like this to be walked out of office. You know, when a corporate executive, a middle executive, a lower executive, a worker is fired, do you know that they don't even give him notice anymore? They come to work and their security card doesn't work. And then the guard comes out and gives them a box with their pathetic possessions on the sidewalk. I think Barack Obama needs to have his security clearance pulled. Why? Because he never should have been granted one to begin with. Let me explain that, in case you missed it 5 years ago. When Barack Obama became president, I wrote in my book, Trickle Down Tyranny, that owing to his past associations with known communists such as Bill Ayers and others, he could not have gotten the security clearance necessary to become an FBI agent or a guard, a Secret Service guard, if you want to put it that way, that normally would be required in order to become a Secret Service agent or an FBI agent. He could never become an FBI agent or a Secret Service agent owing to his background. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? Do you have any idea the serious trouble we're in all these years later? So you say, well, now it's coming home to roost. And so where's the mechanism to remove him? Where is the mechanism to have the man resign or step down? There is none, because we don't live in a democracy. We live in a dictatorship punctuated by the semblances of a democracy every several years. The clowns let us think that we have some power. But the fact of the matter is, I have no sadness for him. It's all his left-wing utopian fantasies that are coming to the forefront right now. And he has to understand that he has restarted the Cold War and that he's also decimated the Arab Crescent. If you look at the Arab Crescent which runs from Libya through Egypt, you could throw in Syria, which is not part of the Arab Crescent, but you get the picture. He set it on fire. He's turned Israel into one of our antagonists. And he has made Iran, by lifting the sanctions against Iran, he has permitted them to redouble their sale of oil and fuel their arms buildup. Do you have any idea what this man is doing? He's upsetting the entire world. He's setting the whole world on fire. And it's all because of his utopian, academic utopian absurdities. But it's not him alone. Make no mistake about it. The four horsewomen of the apocalypse around him are worse than he is by a land mile. And two of them now are on the way to China on a secret mission. Secret mission. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com.
Hot Talk 560, KSOKO.
It is, who is this, at the hop? At the Savage Nation hop? I don't want the show to end. I wish it could go on forever because I have to go to the dentist the minute it's over. I have a tooth pulled. Oh, I can't wait. What fun that's going to be. I mean, I'm not like the Duke porn star who's into pain. Let me put it to you that way. I hate the dentist. I don't want to say I have ownership, and because I love pain, I can't wait to have my tooth pulled. Crazy. Carolyn on WJR, welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you, Dr. Savage. Listen, I heard an interview this morning from a Republican federal senatorial candidate from North Carolina, which is Kay Hagan currently. And this guy was talking about a lot of stuff, which really impressed me. But one thing he mentioned, which kind of tweaked me because I've been listening to you now for a couple of months, was he talked about borders and language and culture.
Oh, good. I hope everyone steals it from me. Carolyn, I've been talking about it since 1994. Steal this phrase. Steal this phrase. I want every Republican trying to overturn the useless establishmentarians to use the phrase borders, language, and culture. We then just might have a chance to rescue America from the dustbin of history. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
It is Savage Nation. I want to talk about real estate for a while. One of my hobbies is looking at high-end houses on the internet. I don't know what's happened to realtors. They make the most stupid statements you've ever seen. Don't, at the end of the year, they say, don't miss. Like, don't miss what? The refrigerator. Don't miss the refrigerator, like you never saw one before. I don't know about you, but when I'm looking at houses or there's a couple of shows on TV where they take you to different countries and the people are looking, and the minute they show a toilet bowl, I turn the show off. I cannot look at a stranger's toilet bowl. I think it should be off limits. I think when they show houses in person, they should put like a screen around the toilet bowl. The first thing I do when I buy a house, I rip out the bowl. That's it. Throw in the garbage. Goes right to the trash heap. There's something about it. I don't know. I know it doesn't make sense to do that. But I can't look at those things. I get. Maybe it's a psychological block of some kind. I don't like looking at, you know, I don't want to repeat it over and over again. Asking price, $5.9 million here in the Bay Area. A junk shack in Ross, California, $6 million. You know what this would sell for in Mississippi? $3,000 probably. It'd be like a sharecropper shack. The Craftsman Home offers 5,500 square feet of living space and set on 1.22 acres in Ross, California. The furniture looks like it came from Bus Van, number one. What's with the staging furniture? There must be like a giant warehouse with the junk that everyone throws out that they rent out to the realtors. Don't miss the solarium. Why? What do you mean? What's the scene of solarium? I never saw it before. In the East Coast, they call it a Florida room. Florida room. Everything has a name to it. Large windows in the kitchen look out at the landscape. And the space includes wainscoting on its walls. Woo! Look, dear, there's wainscoting on its walls. It's hilarious. Wainscoting. She had to look that one up, the realtor. Wayne Scotting, in between the sex lessons in college, she probably had to learn how to look up Wayne Scotting. Don't miss the kitchen, which includes stainless steel appliances and a commercial quality exhaust hood. Well, there's $6 million right there. I love when they throw the schmatas, the rags on the couches to make it look sophisticated. Who came up with that one? They like show a couch, they throw like a rag over it, a throw of some kind. The upstairs office looks out at the lot's mature magnolias and fruit trees. If I had to work in this upstairs office, I'd hang myself from a doorknob after about a month if I was ever stuck in that house looking at madrones. A doorknob with a scarf would be better than this. It's like a death sentence. It's like the man in the iron mask would have a better life than me working in that office, staring out at a Madrone tree. $6 million. You know, California is a beautiful state, and I love it out here. But I will tell you something. The houses in Northern California are the worst constructed and the most overpriced in the whole universe. You want a really beautiful estate in California, you can't find one in Northern California. Let's say north of the Golden Gate Bridge. It's like Charles Manson's idea of a nice house is what they build here. No basements, no solid construction. But, you know, the environment's so great, so I stay out here, you know, in one cracker box or another. There's no really well-made houses here. I come from the East Coast. I know what construction is. A real house has a basement. That's number one. You start with a basement. Why? You just need a basement. Without a basement, it's not a house. Here they have a wine cellar instead of a basement. That's supposed to substitute for the basement is a wine cellar. Well, how many bottles of wine can you show off to your friends? How many wine cellars can you see? That's so old passe anyway. What's a wine cellar? I'd see a vitamin cellar than a wine cellar. I don't know if I can do any more politics today. I think I'm politicked out. You want to see really top-end homes in California, you know where you have to go? L.A. Go to... It's the allergies from the Bay Area finally getting to me. But nevertheless, you really want to see well-made, beautiful homes with a great degree of craftsmanship. You have to go to Beverly Hills to find it. Maybe a community here and there. But by and large, the high-end houses don't exist in the San Francisco area. There's a lot of old garbage that they try to re-gussy up, and oh, the prices are crazy. And they've always been this way. They've always been out of whack with the times. You say, well, everything's expensive now, and it's jumped. No, they've always been out of proportion to what they're worth. And they're always pathetic in the construction area. Don't miss the music room includes built-in shelving and wide moldings. Oh, there's another $1 million right there. Look, the music room, a piano, a broken old Steinway they show. They probably got that from a bus van. The music room includes built-in shelving and wide moldings. A virtual tour. Virtually tour San Francisco's most exclusive real estate. Oh, just think, if you really make money, you could live near Nancy Pelosi. Oh, and you're really at the top of the hill. Oh, then you got it made. Then you got it made. You could see the real elite of the city showing up for a party at the top of Pacific Heights. Oh, just the best of the best. Russian forces seize Ukraine naval base. Yellen spooks market. Distraught family members of doomed Malaysian flight dragged out of press conference. Remember when the flight simulator was discussed last Friday on this show, The Savage Nation, when the Muslim pilot? You say, what does Muslim have to do with it? Well, I would say everything. Last I checked, I haven't seen an Irish pilot hijacking a plane, an Irish Catholic pilot. It's just my observation. Deleted files on pilot's home flight simulator raise suspicions. So when we raised that issue over, he had a flight simulator at home. Some of you called and said, well, it's not a big deal. I'm a pilot. We have one, too. She said, all right, maybe it's not a big deal. Well, now it turns out it is a big deal. It is a big deal. I don't go for Israel throwing a false flag up saying, ex-Israeli air chief fingers Iran. I don't really buy it. Teddy, stop it. You'll be fired if you do that again. Imagine if your family was on that plane. That would be so terrible. How would you deal with that? How could you ever live again, not knowing what they're going through? I mean, your mind could run wild with a nightmare on this. A nightmare. Okay, the dog's going to have to be fired. I mean, you know, his agent gives them to me at a good price, but there's a limit. You see the story about the $2 million Tibetan Mastiffs? Chinese businessman pays $2 million for a Tibetan Mastiff puppy. At first, I thought that they were, what's that dog, the one that bit me, Tippy, was a Par Chow, like a red color. I had a dog as a child. Oh, don't ask, it bit me down to the bone. But I was partly responsible. I looked like a Mastiff. The Mastiff looks like a Chow on steroids. Looks like he took Arnold Schwarzenegger's cocktail. He's in a new movie. You know, God bless him, he's making a buck again. Who's going to go see him in an action movie? That's like watching Steven Seagal in an action movie today. I love Steven Seagal in his heyday in the 90s. Are you kidding? Remember those movies? The hand moves, that Tai Chi, whatever he did? when he always broke the bad guy's hand bending it backwards. I mean, who didn't get a thrill out of that? That big guy, the way he could move, then move the hand backwards and crack it off at the elbow. You know, you had a cheer. So now you got Liam Neeson is sort of the new Steven Seagal with the movie Taken and Taken 2. Taken was good. Taken 2 was not so good. Taken 2 was already repetitive, and I don't think they could do Taken 3 again. I know how many times you could see him break an Albanian's arm. I don't understand it. He goes in the house, and they're watching a soccer game, eight of them, and shoots one after the other. Not one of them is able to shoot him. I love it. Very believable. And they leave him hanging from a pipe, but you know he's going to break free. All right, that you know is going to happen. And the wife doesn't really die in Taken 2, and the daughter can outsmart the Albanian. All right, you can always have to suspend to enjoy a movie. Katzenberg knows that. We suspend a belief for an hour and a half. That's okay. We accept that. But we've suspended our belief system for 3.5 years four and a half years with Obama. How many years has he been in this regime had been in power? Five now? Four and a half? About four and a half, right? I mean, we've suspended our belief system for 4.5 years saying this nightmare will soon be over. Just like Steven Seagal, okay, you'd suspend belief for a while to watch him break people's arms and shoot many people. You know, in real life, that couldn't happen. All right, it's a movie. It'll be over in 90 minutes. You enjoyed it. Now you got Liam Neeson and Taken 2. You suspend belief, like any action movie, right? You suspend belief for the time of the movie, and then you walk out there, go back to reality. We have suspended our belief for 4.5 years that this presidency is real. With what he gets away with. For 4.5 years, we've watched Eric Holder commit one criminal act after another, and we suspend our belief system, saying, nah, the next one will get caught. The reason is they're not getting caught is because we have no opposition party. When did you come to understand we're living in a dictatorship? When did you finally come to understand that there's a Democrat or Republican party to choose from? When? When you joined the Tea Party. That's when. Then you find a lot of them are corrupt. Yeah, a lot of them are just as corrupt, just like it. Once you get power and once you get money, watch out. It becomes the same thing. It becomes the same problem. Once you get an organization and then you got leaders, you know there's going to be a temptation. Humans are only humans. Yeah, what is this? Horse-drawn buggy hits Honda, flees scene. In one of the more bizarre hit-and-runs reported, an Amish buggy hit a Honda CRV twice, then fled the scene on Sunday. What? A buggy hits a CRV and then flees? That's a real buggy story. Pennsylvania State Police are now looking for the driver and presumably the horse who hoofed it from the accident and has not been identified yet. Oh, not been identified yet. Who was in the Amish wagon? But an Amish. Whether or not police eventually track down the buggy's owner, it looks like Weird Al Yankovic could have a new... Oh, come on. That must be a leg puller. Don't go for these stupid stories when you have such a stupid presidency. Weak toward the enemy and strong towards our enemy. Yeah, he embraced our enemies thinking that we'd all sing together and get along. Remember when Romney said that Russia is our number one antagonist and he was laughed at by the vermin in the media? Oh, God, I hope it doesn't turn to war. I worry about it. I do. I mean, you have to ask yourself where this can go. This is not going to get better sooner. Because one thing you know, is that Putin's empowered and he's getting drunk on his power because no one's going to stop him. No one's going to stop him. And the fact of the matter is, the Crimea is over. It's done. It's a done deal. And what are we supposed to do about it? Nothing. What we have to do about it is recognize that there is no rule of law. What we have to do is recognize that there is no international community. It was all a fiction of the liberals. What we have to do is recognize that it's a world of dog-eat-dog. What we have to do is recognize that the only way we can survive as a nation is to get an administration that believes in our borders, language, and culture, our national integrity, and our military. The only thing we can do is build up our arms, build up our military, restore NASA to the premier position it once had before it came nothing but a talking point for Obama. They wrecked NASA. They took us off NASA. We can't get a man to the moon without buying a seat on one of the spacecrafts owned by Putin for about $90 million. You remember when he did that? I wrote about it. Remember what he did? One of the first acts Obama did was to destroy NASA. Why? Because he didn't want a war in space. He thought that if he laid down his arms first that nation would build, nation would lay down their arms and turn swords into plowshares. How'd that work out for you liberals? How'd that work out for you? How'd that work out for you? Oh, it'd be very nice if the lion would lie down with the lamb. How does that work out when you throw a lamb into a lion's house in a zoo? Does that work out? Do they lie down together? You know, I mean, you want to suspend belief? Read the Bible for a while. It's nice to read some of the phrases in the Bible and some of the ideas, as I do. But it's like going to a movie also, by the way. I mean, you have to suspend disbelief for a while in order to believe these things. So now Obama's living in this fantasy world of utopian left-wing-ism, Fabian socialism, if you want to put it that way, that if you act nice to the bad guy, he'll be nice to you. That's because he's been insulated his entire life. Remember, the man never worked a day in his life before he became president. Never. Unless you include being a senator, which I don't consider work. That's a glorified lobbyist. I don't consider being a politician work. I consider building a product or a service work. I consider giving something to the nation that people will buy. I consider that work. I don't consider being a politician work. So you take him in and never worked a day in his life, and he's wrecking not only... Okay, I made my point. I'm going to stop. There's no point in going over it over and over again. Give me 15 minutes, and I hope I will give you America. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3. Welcome to the Savage Nation. This is very serious. I am very worried about Michelle Obama flying off on another junket to this time to China with her daughters and her mother and Miss Chen, who, again, no one really knows why she's on all these trips, but no press allowed. You want to get crazy? You want to carry this to its ultimate conspiracy extreme? You could say that there's a world government emerging and that Obama is purposely making us weak. We know that many people believe that. And that his being supine to Putin with regard to Crimea was actually planned in advance, and Putin knew he would do nothing. And the whole object here was to, well, let's start with the military. He debased the military, deballed the military, declawed the military, number one. But... we still have a far more powerful military than Russia does at this point. Make no mistake about that. He hasn't been able to do the full job that Leon Panetta started, that the socialists have dreamed of since World War II, which was to weaken the West to the point where we could never defend ourselves from an emerging world government. And in this case, if the world government emerges, it will be headed up by the Russians and the Chinese, and we will be rolled into the New World Order, sort of along the lines of taking Pelham 1-2-3. Now, that's a conspiracy theory, I admit. But there have been many conspiracy theories that existed before the great Obama appeared on the world stage that have come to be rational. And I'm afraid that this is starting to fit together a little too neatly. Now, what it has to do with the missing airplane is nothing. Or is it? Is there something tied in here with the missing airplane, which is one of the greatest enigmas of our lifetime? By the way, you're living through one of the greatest enigmas of our lifetime. The missing airplane and the missing first lady. And of course today, the missing president. He's hiding from his humiliation. Or is he?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, the Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Ballistic fervor. Which could, in fact, infect in ways that could be very, very dangerous. All you have to do is go back and read in history of the lead-up to World War II and the passions that were released with that kind of nationalistic fervor.
Hey, listen, you. Listen, you. Hey, John Kerry, what we need is some nationalistic fervor in this country, not a bunch of weak-willed internationalists like you and Barack Obama and the four horsewomen of the apocalypse. Welcome back to the Savage Nation, hour number three. Here's Kerry again, stirring the pot, no doubt increasing the rhetoric so he becomes more and more important in his own mind. He failed at everything he tried to do since he's Secretary of State, so now he's trying to stir up a little more angst by going back to World War II once again. So let's talk about, God forbid, war breaks out between Russia and the United States. What do you think might happen? Let's take the first caller. Well, let's start with that scenario for a moment before I take a caller. Okay, let's not forget that there have been proxy wars between the United States and Russia going back a long time. We've had a proxy war. We had a proxy war with Russia in Vietnam. We had a proxy war with Russia in Afghanistan. And what we might have coming up is a proxy war with Ukraine to fight Russian soldiers. Did you hear what I just said? This is terrible business here, but we have incompetent Fabian socialists, and I'm being very kind right now, running the world. They're academicians, most of them. They don't know what they're dealing with. They're dealing with a judo expert, and most of these people in this country have never fired, who run this country, have never fired a BB gun, let alone a real rifle. They hate military. They hate guns. They hate police. They hate force. They think that it's hurtful. So what do you think might come of such a relationship as this? And remember, Russia helped the North Vietnamese drive the United States out of Southeast Asia. Never forget that. But on the other foot, don't forget that we in the United States, under Ronald Reagan and others, helped the Mujahideen drive the Soviets out of Afghanistan. So if this issue of proxy war holds going forward, Ukraine will be the background, and that would be very, very bad news for the people in Ukraine, number one. Terrible news for Ukraine, number one. And the advantage in this battle would probably be America. So you say, oh, well, we'll cheer when we defeat the Russian forces there. Now, you go down and up and down the line, and you look at the Air Force. There's no question in this scenario that we have an advantage with regard to the Air Force. We have the best Air Force in the world. But listen to what the Russians are saying. Dogfights of such that we grew up with movies such as Top Gun are sort of passe. And the Russians know this. They can't compete with us in terms of air warfare. So what do they say? I will read what Russian defense analyst Ruslan Pukov tells the Financial Times. Here's what he said, quote, ever since Soviet days, we have been lagging behind the U.S. in military aviation. Because of that gap, he adds, Soviet and Russian military planners have invested heavily in air defense systems, and the S-300 and S-400 systems are the best in the world. Pukov says, it's like boxing. If you have a weak right arm, you need to compensate by a strong left arm. Soviet strategists made up for a weakness in aviation by investing heavily in air defense systems. And I talked about the S-300 last week. You're talking about an air defense missile system that could fire missiles up to 100,000 feet into the sky. They could fire 100,000 feet into the air with the equivalent of a telephone pole being thrown at our airplanes. Don't laugh at them. This is not girls at a college university blowing a whistle when they get in trouble. This is an American boy inside an American aircraft being sent to fight a war we have no business whatsoever, all because of the incompetence and stupidity of Barack Obama, the four horsewomen of the apocalypse, one of which is flying on your dime right now to China with her mother and her daughters, and no press allowed, and John Kerry. That's why we're here. WFTL, Dan, welcome to the Savage Nation. Fire away.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, Dr. Savage. I read a book with Tom Clancy, and in it he said, hate me if you want to, but you must fear me. It's hard to think that anybody out here right today, people think they don't fear us. Well, you know, I went in the service in 65. They fear us, but they won't turn us loose over here. And another thing, you know, the reason that, Michelle, you know, you almost put words into thought there a while ago that was really chilling. But maybe it's just
what, when I said, what is she doing? Why is she flying? to China with Miss Chen and no press allowed? What is the secret mission? There's some subterfuge here. You know that.
Yes, there is. Yes, there is.
There's no reason in the world for the First Lady to take such a trip and ban the press unless she's got something to hide. That's the logical conclusion for anyone with a brain over an 80 IQ.
That's right. Either that or her bed's full. Like you said, you got the four women of the Travis all in his bed with him. You got old Harry Reid don't know where he is. Not only that, his bed's full, but you even got some Republicans laying at the foot of the bed for him.
Something's wrong with the picture. Michelle Obama's traveling to China as we speak on another one of her multi-million dollar junkets. The daughters, of course, her mother, of course, and her advisor, Miss Chen, who's been at her side for a very long time. They met in college when they were college gals together. And Miss Chen apparently is a close, close friend of Rahm Emanuel's wife. Now, unto itself, this means nothing. I mean, there's no reason to suspect there's any, thing up because of that. But there is an awful lot to question when a First Lady takes such a trip, which is controversial to begin with, given the state of the economy, given the fact that people are criticizing her rightly for living like a Romanov, and now she does it again. There is absolutely no need for this trip whatsoever, other than the girls are off for spring break and she wanted to take them on a vacation. You want to put it in a benign way, then she's abusing her office. You want to say it that way? Or if she's using it as cover to conduct business for the presidency, that's another story. What is this business? Who is she meeting with in China? Which officials is she and Ms. Chen going to meet with, and what will they discuss? Even if we don't know what they're going to discuss, we can assume there are some very important matters of state being discussed. Why is she being sent to China? Anna on WABC, go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation.
Hi, Doug. 15-year listener. And Michelle Obama...
16 years?
Yeah.
You know, of my millions of listeners, I have 22 women Savagettes. You are the oldest listener of all of them in terms of years. I got to send you a copy of Train Tracks. So why is Michelle being sent to China? What do you think?
I'll tell you. I'm a different type of listener. 4 years I put comments, suggestions, and feedback to your program on tomichaelsavageblogspot.com, and I'm translating full press conference of Putin from Russian word to word. I'm going to finish today or tomorrow, so you can read it on that thing. There is no English language press who published it, which is atrocity. Let me go one thing at a time, because I have so much to say, you know?
Okay, make it simple for my listeners. No, let's cut it simple. What do you think she's doing in China?
She's getting into a Chinese president's bedroom, okay? That's what women do. She goes to talk to First Lady of China, because China stood on the side on this Crimean issue, and it burns Barack, because Barack talks office to office when they are fully clothed, Dr. Savage. If you cannot get the man when he's fully clothed in his office, you're going to try in his bedroom, and his wife has an access.
But when you say in the bedroom, you don't mean that literally. You mean through the wife, you mean. You're giving an allegory, correct?
Yes.
Okay, no, because the listeners would see, I know how the Russian mind works, so I understood you, but many of my listeners would take it literally. You didn't mean it that way. You meant through the wife, she's going to reach the premier of China. Okay, and what she's going to do is what, try to get China on our side?
Yes, they want to find out what happened. There is a one-liner saying, you want to ask a man who is in charge or a woman who knows what's going on. So Barack asked the president of China, said, what's going on? He didn't get a satisfactory answer, so he sent a woman to find out what's going on. That's all. And he's going to go, and she's going to go and talk ear to ear. Women like to whisper, you know. He says, you know, you're going to answer to this. Otherwise, we're going to put tariffs on your exports. We're going to do this and this, whatever the other crap they talk with the European Union. You understand?
Yes. No. I agree. You and I could sit down and talk for hours. Anna, a pleasure. Please get Anna's email address. I'd like to stay in touch with her. Phone number is 855-400-7282. That's the phone number. Jimmy on KSFO, fire away. What is Michelle doing in China on the secret trip?
Hey, Michael, I'm really glad to get through and talk to you, man. I started listening to you a couple months ago after a high recommendation by Mr. Alex Jones. He's the smartest guy in radio, so had to check you out, man.
I'm sorry. I'm glad you like me, and the smartest man in radio is not me, but I'm sorry this phone broke up. It's not why I hung up. WBAP, come on. BAP, this is a different topic. WBAP, Carl, welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
Thank you very much. I have to admit, you cover so many topics, it's amazing, but I never thought you'd cover one that I could actually call in on, that topic being when I bought my new house. I cleaned up the whole house, repainted everything, and then I'm standing here looking at everything saying, what is there left to do? And for some reason, the two toilets in each of the two bathrooms sitting there, and I'm looking at them, and I'm thinking, these were really somebody else's toilets.
Oh, don't even get me started. I rip them out the minute I buy a new house. I can't, the thought of it, I have to throw it in the garbage. So are you saying you do that as well when you buy a house and you renovate it, you throw the toilets out?
Well, I disconnected them, and I brought them to the quarter car wash at 2 o'clock in the morning when nobody was around and used the pressure washer on them.
Oh, wait. Okay, that's enough information, please. This is far too much information. I can't even. And now I'm getting actually sick before the dentist. As soon as this show is over, I'm having a tooth pulled. I told you that. 45 minutes from now, the chair awaits me. And the Novocaine, the injection, the this, the that, the pull. Teddy had 5 teeth pulled out last year. Didn't hurt him. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. So, First Lady traveling to China today, secret mission, with mother and two daughters on cultural exchange. You pay like moron. That's your Chinese fortune cookie. You pay like moron. Yeah, you just had your Chinese fortune read. You opened up you had the tea, you opened up the cookie and said, you pay like big moron for her trip. How could you not be excited by this story when it just came out minutes ago? That the First Lady, in her imperious manner, is flying to China, probably on Air Force One, with God knows how much security, God knows how many sycophants. I think she had 70 assistants in the White House, by the way, 70. And no press will be allowed for the first time, I believe, in modern history, accompanying her on an international trip. And the Yolds in the media, the Geldings in the media are saying nothing. The little Geldings from NBC and CBS are saying nothing. Nothing, not a word on any of the channels. None of, you'd think they'd be up there saying, oh, well, it's unprecedented. They didn't invite us. We're offended. Nothing. Not one of the geldings is up there saying a word. And some of them look very good. Suits, ties, dresses. They get them a dress, a tie, and they don't say anything. They're like wind-up dolls. But, okay, you heard it from me. What are you going to, you're saying, well, what can I do about it? What's the good? I'm listening to your show. I'm in a car. I'm driving a taxi. I'm in a truck. What do you want me to do about it, Savage? I don't know. I'll tell you what's going on. The rest is up to you. How do you feel about Michelle Obama taking a trip that might cost $10, $20 million? God knows what it'll cost. Sorry if I'm off by a few million. We wouldn't know with the Queen of America. She's flying to China with her daughters. And a mother-in-law, which unto it, by the way, that's a question unto itself. What is the mother-in-law? What is the mother doing on this trip? Why is her mother on every trip? And then there's another person who's traveling with her to China that you should know about. Because I found out
let's see what's happening around the Bay and around the world with KSMO
News and Barry's chief advisors. And I didn't know where she came from or why she's in the inner circle. But I named her the one of the four horsewomen of the apocalypse. A while ago, her name is Tina Chen. What is she doing inside the inner circle? What do you suspect? You want to get down and dirty? What do you suspect it is that Michelle Obama will be talking about or doing in China that she doesn't want anyone to see? How's that? Does that work for you? You want to get into some conspiracy theories? You're talking about the missing airplane? Well, I'm talking about the missing First Lady. How's that? She's going to China on an official trip, which you're paying for. but in an unprecedented move, she's not allowing any press to accompany her. That's called the missing first lady. You want another little story to make your day? Let me really make your day for you. This came out to show you the genius in the White House. The man has wrecked. Let's start with what he's done in the big picture. He's wrecked the economy. He's destroyed the social order. He has wrecked the U.S. military. He's reduced the Navy to a laughable size. He has set the Middle East on fire from Libya to Syria. He has restarted the Cold War. And you're still saying you're going to vote for a Democrat because they're for gay rights. Well, this came out. Russia warns West it may change its stance on Iran. You hear this? Source Associated Press. A senior Russian diplomat says Moscow may change its stance in the Iranian nuclear talks amid tensions with the West. Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov was quoted Wednesday saying by the Interfax news agency that Russia didn't want to use the Iranian nuclear talks to raise stakes, but may have to do so in response to the actions taken by the United States, meaning Barack Obama and the EU. How do you feel about that one? Still doesn't affect you? You still think homophobia is the biggest problem in American racism? You know, you people are so stupid, you've been neutralized with your own agendas. Your own agendas have neutralized some of the brightest and most activist people in this country, who should be standing on the front lines with we on the right, who are saying enough is enough from this administration. But instead, you're so locked into your doxy, you don't even understand the danger you're putting yourself in. That's what I say. The phone number, again, is 85. There are many other stories. You want to get political? Pennsylvania Democrats were caught on surveillance tape accepting cash bribes in return for opposing voter ID in the Pennsylvania legislature.
Savage.
Tiene esta fecha crucial, fundamental para los latinos, este 31 de marzo. Y, señor presidente, usted, en Locura Deportiva, quiere darle un mensaje a todos los latinos.
Well, the first thing to know is that Latinos are the most likely to be uninsured, to not have health insurance of any other group.
They're not citizens!
And that obviously has an effect on their health. It has an effect on their finances, because if you don't have health insurance and you get...
Yeah, let the gringo pay for it, sure. Accident, let the moron pay for everything.
May you not get good treatment, but you also may have a lot of...
No, you're entitled to the best treatment. Sure, come on in from Mexico. Just insure all of Mexico with Barack Obama and make us pay for this. When are you morons going to understand what he is doing to you? Do you understand what he just did? He goes on Univision and he puts out a call for illegal aliens to sign up for Obamacare. Why? So you, the moron in the middle class, can pay for their gold-plated health care system. Whether they're citizens or not, he just said, it doesn't matter. What president could get away with this other than Barack Obama? And the answer is why? Because, well, I said it too many times to repeat it. You need the because every minute? You don't need it every minute. It's a criminal act to invite non-citizens into the country, number one, and it's a bigger criminal act to sign them up for health care, number two. But what's the point? What is the point of me telling you this over and over again? The man who ran the Mustang Ranch in Las Vegas couldn't have done a better job on America than what Obama's doing to us. The guy who opened up the first brothel in Nevada wouldn't have busted out America at a faster rate than what this guy is doing to us. But because this guy has a last name that doesn't end in a vowel that's associated with a certain ethnicity, all right, so you can't say a word. Is that it? That's why I didn't want to do politics. I can sense I was moving up to a moment of anger, and I don't want it anymore. I don't want it. I'm not gonna blow a vein for Obama. I can't take it much anymore. But I'll say it again. A brothel owner couldn't have busted America out at a faster rate than this Democrat administration is doing. This is like the sporting goods store that got into hot water with a gambling debt, and then they took over the sporting goods store and busted out the sporting goods store in The Sopranos. And they started moving stuff out of the back and selling it out on trucks. That's what this government is doing to us. And you're paying for it, and he gets up with a clean shirt, a nice tie, nice suit, he gives another speech. I'm a pen. I'm here with a pen now. I'm taking away Crimea from him. Next day, I have a pen. I'm all going to give health care to the illegal aliens from Mexico. You, the moron, will pay for it. I have a pen, and my wife's going to China with his mother and the daughters. You'll pay for it, moron. Trip number 19 of the year. I have a pen, and I'm going golfing. And I'm doing good, that's all. What are you going to do about it? Katzenberg, Katzenberg, Matzenberg, and Ratzenberg will cover for me. They'll do a movie soon. It'll show that I'm the best president since George Washington. This is the state we're in. It's the state we're in. It's all impeachable offense. All of it is an impeachable offense. Whatever I just said to you, it's astounding. How can you give away health care to non-citizens? It is totally illegal. There is not a country on earth that doesn't require voter ID to vote. Fill out the form, boys and girls. Don't leave money on the table. Fill out the form, boys and girls. But don't you dare ask for voter ID, because then we'll call you a racist. And we'll bring out the goons in Congress to call you a racist. And we'll bring out the pornographers in the media to call you a racist. And then we'll bring out Joe Biden to call you a racist. If you dare say that voter ID is required to vote in this country, how are we going to keep the Democrat Party alive, boys and girls, if there's voter ID? They'll be able to find out that most citizens wouldn't vote for us. They'll be able to find out that we're supported almost entirely by illegal aliens, boys and girls. We can't have that. There's more democracy in Crimea than there is in the United States of America under this administration. There was more democracy just seen in the Balkans than there is in the United States of America under this administration. When have you been at last been asked about some of the most important events occurring around you in this nation? When were you last asked to vote on any of these issues? You weren't, because you don't live in a democracy. You live in a dictatorship punctuated by democracy. Every few years they let you think you have a democracy. Here you have a senile woman. She's senile by every definition, Dianne Feinstein. We play her saying there was a drone outside her window when it was a toy airplane. Neil, can you play that soundbite with the clock again?
I'm in my home, and there's a demonstration out front, and I go to peek out the window, and there's a drone facing me. Well, whoever was running it turned it around quickly, and it crashed.
Now, this woman is the chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee. To show you how intelligent the committee is, I don't know what she uses the intelligence for, but it can't be to find the missing airplane or to determine that Putin's about to take the Crimea, because she certainly didn't do anything about those things. But she's certainly good to tell everyone not to spy on her or her staff. But here she's telling us that she had a drone outside her window, when in fact it turned out to be a toy airplane launched by Code Stinko, who was protesting her over spying or something to that effect. What I'm getting at is you have a country run by miscreants almost at every level. I think that they have abused the presidency. They've trashed the White House. They've trashed the office. They've embarrassed the country in the world, and yet they get away with it because the media is supine. I mean, people say, use other words, we have a supine media when it comes to Barack Obama, and I think it has something to do with race, to be perfectly blunt. I think they're cowards. People don't understand the media is more liberal than he is. So it's not because he's liberal. They're afraid of him because of racial issues. They're looking over their shoulder afraid they'll be called a name if they dare say one word about him. This is abusive behavior. This is abusive behavior, these endless trips. I really believe that. I think you're all burned out from Ukraine. I think you're burned out from the airplane story. What can I tell you that you haven't already seen with diagrams and pilots and experts and NTSB? That woman, where'd she come from that marries somebody from the NTSB? They like come back out of a crypt every show, and they don't know anything. Well, we now have our expert, Mary, from the Reagan administration, who was in charge of the NTSB during the many years. Mary, what do you know about the... And again, the same story. No one knows anything. On and on and on, and the leg crossers go berserk. The legs and the hair flippers and the leg crossing. And the ratings are high. I don't have the hair or the legs, so I'm jealous. I don't have hair to flip, and I don't have legs to cross. All I have is a brain and a mind and the ability to transmit with a God-given voice. And that's all I have. That's the only instrument I have is my voice. So if you'd like me to sing for you, I can't do it. I'm not a singer. I don't think we should talk about the plane already. It's over. What do we know? What are you going to call another conspiracy theory? So as far as Putin, it's the done deal. The missus already is going on a trip to China now, so that the media sycophants can cover her wonderful joy of the magic city, the missing city, the mystery city, and the Great Wall of China. We need a Great Wall of America. Maybe when Mrs. Mrs. Obama comes back from China, and she oohs and ahs about the Great Wall, maybe she can build one on our border with Mexico, because that's why the ancient Chinese constructed the Great Wall was to keep out the Mongols. Did you know that? Oh, yeah. You didn't know that the ancient Chinese defined their nation by their borders, language, and culture. So they built the Great Wall to keep out the Mongol hordes. They built thousands of miles. How many miles long is that Great Wall? And they did it strictly to keep out the barbarians who were invading China. They didn't want them. They didn't want their language, their culture, and their borders certainly decimated any more than we do. So now we're going to have this nonsense to put up with about the wonders of China without any substance to it. All right, forget about it. I don't want to. I can't do this anymore. You know, the show's going to come to an end. What am I going to do with this energy? You want me to hang myself from a doorknob? I can't do this. I'm not going to get a scarf and go to a doorknob. Because it's the wrong people always commit suicide. The right people never commit suicide. Suicide? That's a nice topic. If you had an hourglass, and you were to turn it upside down, right? And it was the sand of my life. Let me tell you something. There's more sand in the lower glass than there is in the upper glass. So the thought of thinking about suicide is way past me. That's something for the sufferings of young Werther. That's something you go through when you're 18 and you think, woe is me and the world's no good and I'm too good for the world and how can a man as fine as me get through this miserable, dirty world? So I think I'll get up today at 4 o'clock, smoke a joint, have a drink, and go out to the cafe and write some drivel in a journal somewhere on a laptop, okay, and send it to to evil Hollywood who won't touch it because I'm too smart. The sufferings of young Werther, we all know about it. It happens between the ages of 17 and 19 amongst some people. The frogs, the intelligent frogs who think that they're too good for the world. And then you outgrow it, that's all. No, really. I mean, I'd rather talk about, if you talk about politics, you're talking about suicide anyway, national suicide. If you think about it, and you analyze what Obama's doing to us, he's committing a national suicide for us. Yeah, no question. Everything he does is against America. How could you justify granting health care and selling it on Univision to illegal aliens? How can you do that? How? And how about the naked aggression of the Biden-Obama ticket? The destruction of our borders, language, and culture. How about the naked aggression of flooding America with 30 million illegal aliens without so much as a vote? How about the naked aggression of decimating our economy, decimating our security, decimating our national integrity, decimating our sovereignty? How about that naked aggression, Joe?
13 of the 15 countries on the Security Council of the United Nations voted to condemn the referendum in Crimea as illegitimate. Even China decided it could not support it and abstained, and Russia stood alone, naked, in front of the world for the aggression that they had undertaken.
If there was a conscience in this country, if there was an opposition party in this country, lies such as this from Joe Biden would be challenged by a legitimate opposition party. We have no legitimate opposition party. We have a drunken opposition party, a stoned opposition party that stands only for itself, a party of the Republicans, by the Republicans, and for the Republican interests only. It does not represent the American interests whatsoever any more than the Democrats do. Now, that is not to say that I wouldn't vote for the Republicans if I had a chance, and I will. Because on certain issues, the only thing we have going for us comes from the Republicans. We have nothing coming to us from the illegitimate Socialist Democrat Party, the most corrupt kleptocratic party in the history of this country. That's my opinion. So I'm going to slow it down now. I'm going to slow it down. Imagine, Joe Biden, you hear this? Joe Biden, he's isolated Putin. I see that Putin is shaking in his fur boots. Biden and his Messiah are on top of the world. Biden, the Messiah. I guess they'll shift the global warming now and tell us it's the greatest threat to national security and they're arresting the globe. I expect any day to hear from Obama that he's going to sign an executive order with his pen that owing to the fact that global warming is the greatest threat to human survival, he is going to put an immediate arrest warrant on the globe, and then he's going to make you turn in all of your globes, because that's the only thing he can possibly do to arrest the globe is have you turn in your globe. He can make globes illegal. Any globe of the earth will now become illegal because it doesn't show global warming in pictographic messages. Anyway, these are some of the topics. I can make fun of it. I cannot. All we've got left is mockery at this point. See, when you have a dictatorship that hasn't yet become a full-blown dictatorship like the ex-Soviet Union, all we have left is mockery, and we can make fun of them, which is what I do on the show. I play Looney Tunes behind Biden. I play the cuckoo clock, which that's my favorite, by the way. The cuckoo clock behind Dianne Feinstein, who thought that a toy airplane was a drone. Do you realize that the woman is a wackadoodle? She's a nut. She's in charge of the Senate Intelligence Arms. She's in charge of the Senate Intelligence Committee. And this woman looked out her window and saw a toy airplane and thought it was a drone spying on her. You talk about paranoid lunacy? This woman is in charge of our Senate Intelligence Committee. In any sane nation, they elect to remove her the next second after that speech. They gently say to her, Senator Feinstein, you've been removed from the committee owing to senility. Please go down to North Beach and have a drink. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
This is, of course, a song none of you ever heard of, entitled Bestrafe mich, Punish Me, by Rammstein. I wouldn't say it's one of my most favorite songs, but it fits in with the topic we're talking about. We're being punished by the Obamas in a way the country has never been punished. And I don't know how the people could take it anymore. I really don't understand this. All right, let's go to michaelsavage.com for the end of hour three on the 19th of March, 2014. Here are the headlines that made it to my website. As you well know, the Malaysian pilot had five Indian Ocean runways programmed into his flight simulator. Let me repeat that. Remember we talked about that when this first happened, that this character had a home flight simulator, and people said that's not a big deal. Well, it is a big deal, because this character had five Indian Ocean runways programmed into his flight simulator. Any hints there? Well, you wouldn't know it from Malaysia or Thailand. They're busy smoking dope over there. What are they doing? Speaking of smoking dope, for you pothead idiots, go to the top of michaelsavage.com and listen to me talk to you potheads about 24 mind-blowing facts about marijuana production. It's not green. It is a polluting nightmare weed. The White House pastry chef has resigned, saying, I don't want to demonize cream, butter, sugar, and eggs. Well, excuse me? Why shouldn't you demonize cream, butter, sugar, and eggs, fatso? Anyone with a brain knows to either limit them or eliminate them. And I'm glad Michelle, leaned on him to substitute something healthier. I mean, this is knowledge for 30 years now, 40 years. What's the big deal? You have to sit there now and say, it's wrong? And Michelle is wrong. Michelle is right to try and eat healthier. I don't know why you have to put everything down someone does. I don't get it. Meanwhile, Obama said to Hispanics, we won't deport relatives here illegally if you enroll in Obamacare. Great. Why don't you just send up the Obamacare sign-up folks through Eric Holder to Mexico? Meanwhile, in Venezuela, where Obama's good friend is running the country, the country's in turmoil for a lack of flour, milk, diapers, and health care. Coming to a neighborhood near you, he'll keep smiling and she'll keep flying. Hamas leader says we live for death, yet I think he'll be invited to the White House. Uncle Sam is picking up the tab for Michelle, Malia, Sasha, and the mother-in-law to tour China. Isn't that nice? I mean, they deserve a vacation. They've had a rough year because Obama had to wrist slap Putin over Crimea. I mean, look, this is a tough time here. His wife needs
Savage.